Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Well, let's talk now about the big group one at Flemington, the Maccabi Diva, and the Tasmanian Star has made it across from Tassie to Melbourne overnight. Mystic Journey. Adam Trinder's online. Morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to seeing her again because you decided to give her a few weeks between runs. How's she done back at home?
So done really well. She took really good improvement out of her first up win there in the PB Lawrence. That brought her to where she needed to be and to a situation where we felt that we didn't need to race her again quickly. So she'll strip a more fitter, focused horse heading into the Maccabi Diva tomorrow, and really looking forward to the assignment.
Is she one that you need to keep the work up to her, Adam?
She's not. She's a filly with a really natural fitness about her. So just maintenance and just a couple of trips away for grass gallops, just stimulation more than anything, a day away. So she's done that. She gave a really good feel. I ride her in all of her work myself. So she's really well placed. She's going to go there and give a really good account of herself, and hopefully that's good enough.
She was good, of course, to win first up. You know, she found those couple of gears, and if she's made that further improvement. But in fairness, there's probably a few in the race that'll do the same. I mean, it's a big group one, isn't it?
Oh, exactly right. It's definitely a better race for my mind. Hartnell's had another run since, and third up to the mile. He's going to be at his best, and both his runs back from an outside observation have been fantastic. So I would suggest he's the horse to beat. She comes back to Flemington for the first time. She's had two assignments here for a Group 1 win, obviously, and a win in a $5 million race. So she really enjoys the dynamics of the Flemington track, just where she can travel, build, and extend in a straight line. So hopefully she's good enough for us.
And just that draw, the way you talk there, you're not too fazed by it?
Not really, no. She's a filly that's won from inside draws and outside draws. She's probably more comfortable being in an outside situation. She's just a filly that tends to flow better. She can get a little bit claustrophobic inside of runners. So it should work out well. We've got Scales of Justice directly inside us and Hartnell to our outside in the barriers. So they're probably what present here 24 hours out as the best chances in the race. So could potentially be a game of cat and mouse. I would suggest we'll trail Scales of Justice and Hartnell will probably trail us. So the best horse will be there to be counted for.
Yep, understand. And what's it like back at home, mate? I mean, is the mare getting a lot of coverage down there?
So keeping it quite quiet, to be honest with you, by design. Sort of, I just want to keep a routine.
Oh, you're not controlling the media, are you, Adam Trinder?
we allow them in, but in small batches. So it's been pretty relaxed and civilized, which she enjoys and I enjoy as well.
Yeah, understand. Well, it sounds like seeing a couple of the photos makes she looks beautiful.
She's done really well. I'm really happy with the condition. Blood work's perfect. She's really healthy about the coat and the skin, as you've seen there in the photos, and presents a really fit, muscled up filly. So she's in really good order.
Yeah, good luck. All right, mate. Hope she runs right up to her very best, and we've got a hell of a finish. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.